So long it seems we've harbored dreams of humans traveling through space. New planets rife with alien life. We study each exotic race. Or maybe not, for space is fraught with perils overflowing. And it's so vast, we can't go fast enough to get where we're going. It can take 40 weeks or more to travel from the Earth to Mars. Thousands of years to reach frontiers of even the nearest of the stars. And that's a long, long time. And during all that time, humans need
an environment that resembles their natural habitat. Oxygen, pressure, and temperature tepid. Water, food for our heroes intrepid. Humans need
healing from space radiation. They can go mad, cooped up in isolation. And you can never know when you might be hit with a micrometeorite.
Low gravity damages blood and bones and muscles and gives you kidney stones. Heart and immune cells and heart and eyes.
You have to wonder
if it's wise to travel out in space. Why send a human in space?
Why send an astronaut? An astronaut
sustaining the life of an astronaut in space isn't easy. It costs a lot, but we machines can do it for less, increasing the likelihood of success. Don't care if it's cold, don't care if it's hot. We don't need water, don't need air.
We don't produce waste,
we wouldn't care. No need for food or exercise. We don't even need to socialize. Don't need to be shielded from cosmic rays. If need be, we sleep for 10,000 days. But then we would work and never rest.
Performing each and every
desire's test. Discovering all we want to learn without ever having to return. Gathering data by the tone, then beam all the information home. So,
why then pursue with human crew? Space exploration, do we dare?
Call me a fool, but sometimes it's cool
to do something just because it's there.